Okay, let's gather some words and then we'll go back to you. Okay, give me some words, three from this table.
Right, reggae sauce from Levi Roots.
Uh-huh.
I've got Noisy for Harley Davidson.
Noisy for Harley Davidson, okay.
I've actually got Desire for Harley Davidson.
Tell me about Desire.
Not for me.
Yeah.
But I know that bikers lust after Harley Davidson.
Yeah, Desire. Okay, great one. One more.
I came up with cruiser motorbikes for Harley Davidson, but
fun for Virgin.
Fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cyclone suction for Dyson.
So what for Dyson?
Cyclone,
okay.
Over-engineered solution.
three words here. Give me some words.
Body
Hillary.
Shop, yeah. Ethical.
Ethical, what was that for?
Body shop.
Body shop, okay.
Like smells.
Yeah.
Smells for body shop.
Smells for body shop, smells.
I've got midlife crisis for Harley Davidson.
Midlife crisis? Love that. Okay. That had to come from the room. But you're right. Three from you.
Which
one?
Which ones? Communication. Facebook.
What was that again?
Communication.
Determination.
Dyson. Okay.
Challenging the norm for Virgin.
Challenging the norm, Virgin. Okay, great, I like that. Words. What do they inspire you to think with their brand name? One from you, David.
I got laid back lifestyle for the reggae sauce.
Laid back lifestyle, okay. Craig?
Not dangerous for Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, I got trouble for that. Levi Roots, fairy tale. Fairy tale.
Fairy tale for Levi Roots, okay. Love that. Now what about you? When I hear your business name, what words come to my mind? What words would you like to come to my mind if I were a prospective client looking at your business? Now jot that down the bottom half of the page. What words, and please do not give me integrity and honesty, okay? Because that's a given. You know, I've seen business cards from IFA, integrity are us. I just think, come on, guys, you can do better than this. It's a given. If you're not, no integrity, get out of the industry and stop screwing up the rest of the industry. What words come to mind? What would you like to come to their mind when they think about your business? And why are you so different? It's hard, isn't it? That's why your peer group doesn't get it, because it's hard. Yet. But they will.
Yes, please, thank you.
We're great doers in this profession. We work so hard. But the thinking is where we could invest more energy. Quality of our thinking. Not our knowledge, our thinking. One more minute on this. Remember, one day this is going to end up on your website, in your material, in your brochure. Craig, have you shifted from, because everything in life is not black and white, or is that still where it's at?
I've got another bunch of ideas, but that's written on the back of the card still. I'm too tight to pay from the station.
Yeah. That was Craig's initial mantra, because everything in... Sorry, do you want to tell the name of your business?
Penguin. Not everything about life, or not everything about your money, not everything about finance is black and white, with the three things we've got stuck there, yeah. And everything's done in grey and gold, so grey and orange, so it's not black and white. They're all, yeah, the office colours, all the stationery.
Yeah, so that's where he started. But I sense that Craig is shifting from that to something even deeper. Had a really interesting day together. I came away quiet. I was supposed to be Craig's coach. Well, I came away inspired, thinking, that is so much fun. Not everything in life is black and white. Okay, if I give you an example before we move on, and then we'll come back to this again. Let me have a show of hand here who's read The Soul Millionaire. Okay, all right. What, second edition's just come out, slightly updated version, taking into account different technology. And someone just bought 60 copies, Financial Planner, Andy Nevitt. I said, why do you do that? He said, well, having read it, what Thomas Powell, who's chairman of Academy.com, I don't know if you've ever heard of Academy.com, it's like a small business, well, it's about 150,000 members, so it's not huge, business networking platform, social media. And Thomas said, okay, lovely words, extraordinary, this book has the power to make you rich in the fullest sense. So ostensibly it's about money, but when you start getting into the book, it's about more than that. And I asked Andy, why did you buy 60 copies for your top 60 clients? He said, I want them to see money and life differently, and therefore this is going to be part of the tool before they come back for their annual review meetings or their first meeting as prospective clients. I want them to see wealth and money differently, and I think this book will help me do that. So read it, then they come and talk to me, and they're now on my page. Yeah, so it's just a tool. So for him, this is part of his being different in the eyes and hearts and minds of the client. Does that make sense? He wants them to see that, what's the subtitle? True wealth is within your reach. Not just money, but true wealth is within your reach. So shifting mindsets using a book as a tool. So that's why his business is becoming different, using my business. Now, how's your business different? Okay, question. Let's move on to page 18. So 17 is really obvious. 17 is just saying, look, we're talking now about positioning. When your business, what do I mean by positioning? What do I mean by that? Anybody want to tell me about that? What do I mean by positioning? Go on, Nick.
The place where you're working at optimum ability or efficiency.
Place where you're working at optimum ability or efficiency. Okay, get that. Any other thoughts on what
space
position?
Space you own in your client's mind.
Go on, give me that.
Space you own in your client's mind.
The space you own in your client's or prospect's mind. Okay, Sabia? Yeah.
In the mind of your key three perfect clients.
Yeah. Okay. So where we're going with this, Nick, is I want you to own a space out there in the mind and heart of your perfect client. And when they think about doing this in their life, they think about you. So, okay, I want a really fizzy, sparkling drink that will just give me a bit of pep. Brand names?
Coke.
Yeah, come like that. That's what you need to do to them. How will you position your name and your business in their minds and hearts so that you own that space? Does that make sense? That's what position is all about. If you do that, you'll attract quality clients. You'll also attract a more talented team, and it will be nothing to do with your personality and how lovely a guy or girl you are. It will be, this is the way the business owns space in their mind. How do you do that? Turn to page 18. You need a pen or a highlighter. There's highlighters on your table. Use them. Okay, I want you to highlight which of those strategies you currently use or would like to use for your business. Now, I will shoot a warning across your bowels. This is not optional. You either have a business strategy or you have business by Bumble and you pay the price. Okay? You can have two or three mixed together, but never more than three, otherwise it's total chaos. Which of those business strategies your business currently run, or which ones would you like to run? If you're going to have a business that attracts brilliant clients without you running your tail off, you have to have a business strategy of some sort behind the dream. So where's your business positioned? You can have more than one, but I would strongly suggest that you try not to play three at the same time, because you'll just get yourself really screwed up. And on page 19, you write down the ones you've chosen and why.
Can I ask you about unique sales method?
Uh-huh.
Do you
want to give an example of that?
Yeah.
Can anyone give Savio an example of number, what number is that? Number four. Give Savio an example of number four.
Seminar selling would be a unique way of attracting clients.
Okay. Okay, so where the whole business just does nothing but seminar selling to attract clients, that's what it does. Who does that brilliantly in terms of effectiveness as an IFA business?
Well,
as a financial advice business, not an IFA.
St James Place.
Okay. It's a brilliant business model. It's fabulous. Don't knock it. They're brilliant at it.
They don't do the seminars anymore.
Really?
Unless the advice pays for themselves. They've started special wine evenings.
Okay.
And I think I had dinner with last night. I just met with them just to listen. And they're now doing large, inviting millionaire type people to luxury places.
Right.
With wine tasting. They have meeters and greeters and the full. yeah. Wu in effect now. It's like shifted it.
Positioning. They've shifted their positioning. Okay, write down your business strategy or the position you want to hold in the heads of your target market and why you feel that is. Page 19, you write down your answers. I've chosen these two or three or one because... Okay, we only spend 45 minutes on lunch, so we'll start and stop on time. So highlight where you think you'd like to be. What positioning strategy are you going to aim for in the next 12 months? If you don't choose, then the results will show that lack of choice. Just helping you translate your dream. You're a good team. Okay, when you're at lunch, if you can make sure you have your badges on so all your team mates and non-teammates can really get to know you. Couple of minutes on this and one or two share. Right, now I'd like to spend 5 minutes, if you've finished writing, explaining, just pick two people on your team, have them explain that page to the rest of the team. This is what I've chosen, my business strategy and positioning. This is where I'm positioning myself, and this is why. Just choose two people on your table, and they must explain it to the rest of the team. Just 5 minutes in total. If you've not finished writing, just quietly carry on writing. Blimey, having to think.
So you'll be If we have a club that comes in on that, this has a family of you, the same as our horse. If they come in with a much they want us to sort it out. We will get them the best possible rate in the city. Some people will go away and take us in and come back. We just have the chance of going in the
And lunch is ready. It's in the next room. We come back exactly at 1:45, so you have 44 minutes.